Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we have decided to analyze the birth chart of Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier just released from 5 years of captivity in Afghanistan. His freedom was gained in exchange for 5 senior members of the Taliban who were enjoying the hospitality of the accommodations at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
The story has blown up in all directions and the fur is flying over this one, so we thought it best to jump in and add the astrological angle to it all.
Bo Bergdahl was born in Sun Valley, Idaho on March 28, 1986. And even though we could not find a published time of birth for him, we spent some time on rectifying his chart.
And after much consideration, we have arrived at a likely rising sign of Pisces using a 6:30 a.m. birth time. This chart lines up quite strongly for many of his attributes and gives us some insight into what drove this guy to do what he did.
Pisces is generally regarded as a soft sign, governed by the emotions, compassionate, seeking support from others, a dreamer, and sensitive to vibes. But right away we see something that contradicts that: the sun, the significator of will, individualism, power, and independence, is conjunct the rising degree. So the usual pronouncements about Pisces rising people don't completely hold true here for Bo.
Immediately we see that the ruler of the chart, the ruler of the rising sign Jupiter, is placed in the 12th house in the sign Aquarius. This gives us some essential clues as to what motivates Bo Bergdahl.
Aquarius is a sign that needs to see positive change in society. We think of Aquarius as the social revolutionary of the zodiac. This is a sign that has concern for the masses and takes up the side of the downtrodden. Jupiter's nature is expansive. It is a significator for generosity and is the planet of belief, so we can see an energetic karmic boost in this sector of his chart.
The 12th house is also concerned with the disadvantaged. It is the house of institutions and the people who would be in such places. The 12th house is the house of generosity and humanitarian acts. So right away we begin to understand what motivated Bo Bergdahl to do what he did.
Another feature of the 12th house is that it represents foreigners, foreign lands. And note here that the ruler of this house, Saturn, the ruler of Aquarius, is found in his 9th house, the house of long-distance travel. This chart is totally set up for travel overseas, being far, far away from one's home.
Another way to interpret this pattern in the chart: the 12th house is the house of separation, confinement, and isolation. The ruler of the first house of self, being in the 12th, can signal spending some of your life in an institution, which could be a prison. This gets reinforced by the ruler of the 12th house of confinement, being in the 9th house of destiny. As we shall see, this part of Bo Bergdahl's chart was undergoing major activation at the time of his capture by the Taliban.
Let's take note that Jupiter is also the ruler of the 10th house of actions out in the world, here in the 12th house of foreign lands, and then we see how his involvement with the military gets confirmed by the placement of Mars in the 10th house.
That's correct, David. Mars is the military planet, and it is at the zenith of the chart, in the 10th house of career.
Let's move on to the placement of his moon for more clues. As it is placed in the challenging 8th house, which signifies for longevity, transformation, chronic problems, mystery, secret actions, and humiliation.
His moon, the planet of the emotional mind, is in Libra, the sign of harmony, balance, and fairness. Like Aquarius, Libra is also an idealist and harbors idealistic thoughts for improving society as well.
But for Bergdahl, this energy takes place in the 8th house of chronic problems and clandestine activities, so it can lead to outcomes that are not totally beneficent. The moon in the eighth house can make you do things you really shouldn't do.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to consider how things got to the point that they did and where it goes from here. First, we consider where Bo Bergdahl was in his planetary period sequence when he went into the army.
His decision to join seems to have come rather suddenly at the very end of his Jupiter major period, while he was in the final subperiod of Rahu. Jupiter lights up his 10th house of career and actions out in public, since it rules the 10th, and with Jupiter in his 12th house, he got deployed in a faraway land, which was his intent all along.
And Rahu is the planet of ambition, and provides the drive to take actions for what we want in life, for good or ill.
What is so striking about how things unfolded was the fact that he had only been deployed for a mere 9 weeks before he was taken prisoner for 5 long years.
And this lines up with his Saturn period, which began in May of 2006, just before he was captured. His natal Saturn occupies his 9th house of destiny and activates his 12th house of isolation and confinement.
Adding to this theme of a tough period for him, he has been in his Sati Sati period since September 9th of 2009, which is to say the period in which Saturn transits the house before the moon, the house of the moon, and the house after the moon, a period of about 7.5 years. This particular transit signifies serious circumstances and predicts for having to come to terms with the harsh realities in one's own life.
Reinforcing the fact that these are heavy days for him and for karma that can't be negotiated, Saturn enters Scorpio on November 2nd of this year, the planet of restriction, transiting through his 9th house of destiny, and the 9th house is the house of law.
And note, too, if we are at all close to his correct birth time, Bergdahl is now in his Venus subperiod, activating his 8th house, one of the meanings of which is humiliation.
And his natal moon is there, indicating that the humiliation will be public.
Bo Bergdahl probably faces a court-martial and further imprisonment for his actions while a member of the U.S. military, regardless of how strongly he was motivated by humanitarian feelings for the much-beleaguered Afghan people.
Agreed, David. His travails are not over by a long shot. He would have done much better to have joined a non-governmental agency and gone overseas to help the poor of this world, rather than joining the military in a combat zone.
Yes, that's so true. We do not doubt this earnest young man's compassion for the downtrodden, but his urge for helping others led him to make unwise choices.
And with that, we must conclude this week's segment of People in the News.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Until next week.